Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, we have an interesting story today about how Schenectady County dispatchers are finally going to be united.
Yes. It's taken a long time, but all the separate dispatch centers are being combined in a newly constructed building in Rotterdam. And officials say the result will be faster, more efficient operation. The consolidation effort, which was awarded a $1 million state grant back in 2009, will start to be realized when 8 Niskayuna dispatchers move into the new center in May. The plan is for a new batch of dispatchers to move in each week, with Glenville moving in after Niskayuna, followed by Schenectady, and finally Rotterdam. That will bring the dispatching services of 25 fire departments, 7 police agencies, and 3 emergency medical services into one facility. Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy said he's confident that the process of transferring dispatchers to the new center won't hurt emergency services in Schenectady. City accounts for nearly 75% of the county's emergency calls. The $2.8 million budget to operate what is being called the Unified Communication Center was approved without discussion by the Schenectady County Legislature Tuesday night. The new center will take on all dispatchers now employed with the various municipalities and will be staffed by 46 dispatchers and 1 clerk. And the move is expected to save about $673,000. It will also allow for easier communications among police and fire departments during things like cross-country police chases and fires that call for mutual aid.
Let's go up to Saratoga County now, where there was some phone outrage.
Yeah, there's a full day of phone, a lack of phone service in northern Saratoga County and southwestern Warren County last weekend. And one of the supervisors up there from Hadley says that shows the need for better cell phone service in the area. A work crew accidentally cut a fiber optic cable leading to the landline phone outage that affected Corinth, Hadley, and Day, as well as the Lake Luzerne area. Cell phones worked, but landlines didn't, and because there's little cell service available up there, the Corinth and Lake Luzerne fire stations had to be staffed throughout the emergency, and police agencies increased their patrols. The lack of cell service in the rural area is well known. County officials had hoped to have more service there by now, even though the area's year-round population is only a few thousand people, a relatively small number of potential customers for the cell phone companies. There's an AT&T cell antenna on a public safety communications tower in Lake Luzerne, but other major industry players haven't been willing to come into the remote towns. There's a new public safety tower system the county constructed around the Great Sacandaga Lake. Included room for cellular antennas at the insistence of the local officials, but of the 3 county towers around the Lake Luzerne Tower is the only one that has any commercial users.
Interesting stories. We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.